From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
We've been talking to Anton Rona from UPC Renewables a lot through the course of the development of the Robbins Island wind farm proposal. It's enormous, dwarfs anything else that the state's come up with so far. What I didn't realise was that if UPC Renewables want to build on Robbins Island, they are responsible for getting their power to a transmission point. That transmission point, if there's no second interconnector, is in Sheffield. And so that, it would seem, means that they have to take responsibility for building what could be a 170-kilometre transmission line right across from Robbins Island in the far northwest of the state, down and across, sort of in a southeasterly direction, to Sheffield. That's got some concerned. Let's say good morning to Romy Greiner, spokesperson for the Nyerta Action Group. Romy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Romy, why are you concerned about this proposal?
What we are concerned about is that this transmission line, as it is proposed, would cut a 60-metre wide swathe through native and plantation forests, across farmland, and through several conservation reserves. And the route is proposed to traverse Leven Canyon. The towers, just to give you a bit of a visual impact, would be about 50-metre high galvanised steel towers, and there'd be several heavy-duty transmission lines hanging off it. Now, the landholders in this region, and I'm talking specifically Nyerta here, we are in the hinterland of the Central Coast. We are very concerned that the transmission line could change the face of this landscape.
Change it how, Romy?
Well, it would basically give us landscape views that are framed by 50-metre high transmission towers and transmission lines. We would feel that that would gravely impact, or has the potential, if it's not done well, to gravely impact the investment security of landowners in this region, and would also impact, or may impact, the opportunity of existing businesses in this area to diversify their businesses, for example, into farm tourism and nature-based tourism.
Romy, thanks for coming on this morning. There's some of the questions we'll put to them right now.
Thank you, Leon.
Anton Rona is the CEO of the Robbins Island Wind Farm Proposal. Anton Rona, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
You heard Romy say there she feels it will change the face of the landscape. What's your response to that?
That's why we're in a pretty deep process with the action group, whether it be Romy or any of the others, and or other participants, in ensuring that we get their feedback and try and take it on board and be as realistic as possible as to where we can place the transmission line.
Whose land will it run over?
So there's a fair amount of the land it will go through is over Foraco and private landholders.
What if they don't want the transmission line to run across their land? Do you have power to compel them to create an easement for you?
No. But in saying that, we have already come to arrangements with most of the landholders. I think all landholders we've got pretty much agreement to move ahead with all of them.
How close will it run to the nearest homes on the route that you're proposing?
Some of them are within a couple hundred metres, but most of it is through Foraco and forestry land and farmland.
I appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thank you.